Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's kind of a common theme in the development world that City Hall is not very business friendly.
Right. It isn't. It's not business friendly. And I'm a small business owner in the city of Buffalo. I've been operating businesses for the last 20 years. And it's a big part of the reason why I'm running, because I do believe there's been an animosity between City Hall, or at the very least, a complacency between City Hall and the businesses that operate in this community. For the last 20 years, you know, the mayor's office has had a very cozy relationship with some of our development community, but I don't follow this whole strategy, this whole tactic in political leadership right now to demonize our developers, particularly our homegrown developers, but even developers that have come from out of town that are working hard to, you know, bring resource and value to this neighborhood. You know, I often bring up Carl Palladino as someone that has worked tirelessly to invest in projects and to make positive changes and to be a responsible landlord for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of both commercial and residential tenants. And because he is his own person and has, you know, a very robust personality, let's just say, you know, he tends to be on the receiving end of a lot of criticism. And you know, I will tell you that my administration is not going to give handouts to developers. But what we are going to do is try to open doors. We're gonna have a collaborative relationship with our development community. But we're also going to bring much needed attention and support to our small business community. And I think that if you're coming to Buffalo and you've got an idea or you have a vision, that people should be stepping up in the mayor's office. And you know, we're going to actually have a department that's going to be focused on marketing, tourism, and entrepreneurship. That's going to be, you know, in the driver's seat of trying to support small businesses and trying to open the door for new entrepreneurs that are coming to this town or want to do business in our community. And it should be, you know, kind of an open door policy. We should be trying to attract and retain this talent and encourage, you know, what I believe really is the lifeblood of our economic development effort, which is our small and medium-sized businesses. I share this personal story all the time. When I first came here and we were trying to start Buffalo Reuse, and it took months to figure out how we could implement our strategies of deconstruction to get work done. And at the end of the day, it was just about pulling a demolition permit, you know, and mm-hmm. making sure you had insurance. And this is low-hanging fruit. And I feel like so often, you know, we're closing the door on people in the communities that have good ideas, good energy, and good focus, and want to make things happen. Sure, Doug Jamal's an outsider. He come here from D.C. He's interested, like most business people are, in making money. You know, that's why people start businesses. But he's also a big Buffalo booster. And we need to champion and support and advocate for our Buffalo boosters and the people that are investing their own money into into creating real assets and creating more value here in Buffalo. And he has that very sincere desire. I've done work with Doug on numerous projects, including the Seneca One project downtown, as well as a historic building that he was working on down at the New Jersey shore. And I know that he prides himself in doing a good job. Now, does that mean we agree on everything? No. But he is invested and committed. And as the leader of the city of Buffalo, my administration is going to leverage every person and every small business and every developer to bring value to our neighborhoods and bring value to our cities. And I think that that has to be our vision. And all too often, because of someone's political, you know, their political beliefs that may, you know, rub us the wrong way, or, you know, they may not be as politically correct, or they may be a little abrasive, this or that. We want to put them in a corner or put them down or demonize them in some way. You know, it's a small town here in Buffalo. You know, we have to take care of our people. And what that means is, it, you know, we don't need to always agree on everything, but we still have to respect each other. You know, that's what building community is about. And as the leader of Buffalo, you know, I have to be able to embrace everybody's positive and negative attributes and give them the benefit of the doubt that almost always they have the big picture of the city in mind. And what I need to do is balance, you know, the good on both sides, you know, in terms of what they're going to deliver, but then also how we take care of and put the priority at our neighborhood level. And we're going to do that by giving decision-making power to our communities, by decentralizing power, by bringing more people to the table. You're not going to see backroom deals. You're not going to see people cut out of the conversation because they said this or that, about a political ally. Like, my goal is to bring people together. That's what I've been doing for 20 years. That's what we're going to continue to do. And we're going to embrace Doug Jamal, and we're going to embrace Carl Palladino, but they're not going to get a louder voice than anyone that's at the neighborhood level or the community level. But we're going to all sit at the table, and that you can be sure of during a Gaynor administration.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Are you concerned there may be a fallout if Jamal is dissatisfied and, you know, whining and complaining? Those type of words and sentences, they vibrate through the community. Are you concerned about any backlash that he may not be alone?
Yeah, I mean, I will tell you that, you know, that what we need to do as a city, right, is we need to really reinvent ourselves and our brand and how we take care of each other. Because, you know, there is a lot of feeling that you know, if you're not in the inner circle, or you're not a member of the Democratic Party, or you're not part of the political machine, or you say the wrong thing to offend the wrong person, that the door is going to be closed to you. Or let's take it one step further. If you don't make the financial contribution to a campaign to allow access, or you don't support the right candidate for mayor, that you're going to be on the outside looking in. That is a culture of fear. That is a culture that puts people down. That is not the culture that we need part of the conversation. We need a culture that embraces our strengths, that opens doors for people that are committed to investing in our city, that sets a tone for how we do business in with integrity and with you know, the highest standards of quality, and while also embracing and encouraging and supporting the needs of our communities. Like, that needs to be what people are talking about. They need to know that when they vote for mayor on November 4th, that there's going to be big changes, big transformational changes that are going to make the city stronger, that are going to make the business operations and the way that City Hall functions for business more efficient, more accessible, more transparent. And that has not been the history here over the last 20 to 30 years. What we've seen is backroom deals where some groups get preferential treatment, where the neighborhood's left out of the conversation, where we make it unnecessarily difficult for people to get the job done. Now, we're going to have protocols. We're going to have procedures. But and we're not going to get – there's no free lunch out there, for sure. But one thing's for sure is that we've got to take care of each other. And that's how we get the greatest value out of this. And yes, I do have concerns. I do believe that, you know, people have this feeling about Buffalo that you have to be in the in crowd, or you need to say the right things, or you got to make the right contributions to the right political candidate or the right political party to be able to get things done. And that's not the way that government is intended to work. It's supposed to work for everybody. When decisions are being made, you know, it should be open and accessible decision making for everybody. Everybody should get an equal shake, and everybody should have access. And that is not what our history has been. And consequently, you've seen some areas and some projects flourish and others that have struggled. And I will include myself as part of that. In 20 years creating efforts and initiatives and doing it in spite of government, that is not going to be the new norm. People are going to get things done because of their belief in this city and their belief and their trust in leadership that's going to stand up for people, it's going to stand up for businesses, and it's going to help to make things happen better. We are going to make Buffalo work better for everyone.
Specific to Jamal, one of his projects that he's really looking for help on is the Statler. And given its location, right on Niagara Square.
Right.
Should the public sector, I know the state has given him about $12 million already in various programs, but does he need more help, and can the city afford not to help him on that project?
I mean, I haven't looked at his numbers. I don't know what his needs are, and I don't know what our capability is here at the city. But what I do know is that he's owed an opportunity to sit at the table with some smart people and to try to figure it out. And what we should be doing is actively working with Douglas and actively problem solving and trying to figure out what tools are on the table to assist him, and using our position and our influence to bring the county to the table, to bring the state to the table, to figure out how we make this project happen. And, you know, I'm not sure where they're at in terms of historic tax credits on that project. But, you know, we need to be problem solving, and we need to be discussing and talking about and trying to build our toolbox to help these projects, because right now it's challenging.
Mm-hmm. You know, interest rates are high. You know, the downtown flow of traffic has changed. The city is strapped financially. But that doesn't mean we don't have resources in terms of time and access, right, and problem solving to commit to this effort. And I think that that's what we need to do. We need to be a player. We need to work collaboratively. We need to work as a team, and we need to put our heads together to think about the best path forward. And I will tell you that when politics is petty and when it's punitive and when it punishes people because they have different opinions or they have different political beliefs, you know, that is not how we move the city forward. And I think we should just completely eliminate partisan politics when it comes to local decision making, because it becomes a divisive force that works against the city's best interests. And that's why I'm running as an independent, because I want to be accessible to everyone. I want to be as accessible to Douglas Jamal as I am to a small business owner on Jefferson Avenue. You know, as responsive to our development community as I am to our small and our medium-sized businesses. And that should be how we're thinking about leadership. It shouldn't be about penalizing and punishing. It should be about elevating and supporting and opening doors. Everybody should feel like they have a voice at City Hall. And if they elect me on November 4th, our administration will bring that value to life.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.